So we're doing a sota, and I guess the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis and the Gemara Mem Hei Amud Beis. And the question is, how do you find the body? Okay, so the Mishnah says it depends. It turns out it's a machlokas, but the Mishnah says three exclusions. First of all, ki yimatzei ba'adama, you find it in the earth. So it says exclude if it's hidden under a pile of rocks. If you find the body hidden under a pile of rubble, it doesn't count. And it says nofel, fallen. So as opposed to if you find it hanging in a tree, that also doesn't count. Basada, on the field, as opposed to if you find it on the water. On the water. Also that doesn't count. Okay. So those are three exclusions. So we wanted to understand what the sense of these exclusions are. Okay, what's the idea? What's the sense of all of them as like a unit? They seem somehow related. And then what's the particulars? Like, what are the steps? Apparently it's three separate limudim here. Three separate limudim. And additionally, there's another limud which is somehow not stated in the Mishnah, but it's part of part of the same thing, it seems, which is that it has to be a sword, killed by a sword. Okay, let me see here. Yeah. He had to kill by a sword. Chalal, because it says, Kimel say chalal. Chalal means it's killed by a sword. Slain by a sword. And the position of Rabbi Eliezer, who argues on all of them except for the sword. Okay, except for the sword. That he agrees on. It has to be found killed by a sword. But the other things he holds is lav dafka. It doesn't matter. Just that it repeats sword. So therefore he says it's teaching you that. Okay? So we don't understand what's that idea. So just to read the Rambam. So it's Perek Tes Yud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah Nefesh. So it says, Nemar ki motzei chalal. You find the chalal. So which means killed by a sword. Lo chanuk, not strangled, the blow of nor crushed. She'in zenikra chalal. Because that's not called chalal. Okay? Okay. And Rashi said, Lumikri yellow big kli barzel can charev. Okay, fine. Chalalei charev. But isn't there a pasuk like that? So why is a pasuk like that? Chalalei charev, right? One more. B'chal cherev or b'meis. That's the one we cover in Chukas. That parashas paraduma. Chal cherev. So you see chal cherev. I mean, there it says the word cherev, but apparently it's saying stam term chal is the base word. Fine. So then it says, ba'adama. You find that ba'adama, lo tamen begal. Not in a pile of rocks. No fell, lo tamen, not hanging in a tree. Asada, lo tamen b'nei mayim. Not floating on the water. Lo no da mi kahu, I am no da lo yorf. If you know who killed him, then you don't do it either. Okay, so again, we said that hanging from a tree doesn't mean that he's killed through hanging. Because then you don't need to teach me that. Right? Because it would seem because that's already learned that from Chalal, that's killed with the sword. So hanging in a tree means that they hang him there afterwards. Right, that's what it's excluding. So, what's the whole idea here? I mean, on the surface, we would have thought all these things sound a little bit hard to understand. Right? I mean, where does the whole halacha come from? I mean, you find the corpse. I mean, like, for instance, we all knew about the halacha of Egla Rufa. There's such a thing as Egla Rufa. And the way you understand it, you read the psukim, it sounds like, look, there's a corpse. There's a corpse that's found, there's a murder that's been committed, we don't know who did it. So we have a whole seder or whatever. So, I mean, what's, do you ever know that it matters how you find them and you lay, you know, on the field, whatever, with a sword? I mean, it's, it would turn out that, I mean, nowadays this wouldn't be that common. I guess. I don't know. Maybe it is. But whatever. I mean, they die with the guns or whatever. It's not as common. You don't have, I don't know, maybe a bullet counts as a clay barzel? I don't think so. I mean, it's like he's sliced. Right? So what's the difference, really? Who really cares how he's killed, or how you find him, right? And
right, that's just like a major question, I think, here, you know?
Think like this. Similar to a little bit to the one of the things you almost said. And that is that there's a certain, first of all, you see right away, is like the Torah says, "Ki yimatzei chal v'adama," you find the corpse in the field, or the, you know, fallen on the field. It's not just describing for you. Basically, like, you could have just learned, is it really a murder? Is the chayav the regular refill? Murder. And the Torah is describing for you, frantically, you know, how you find them or whatever, but the, it's just like the finding and all that is really just accidental. The point is, it's a murder. But you see, it's like the Torah is describing a very specific type of a scene. It's not just the murder, it's a sort of very certain, very specific kind of murder, which the Torah is describing. Sword, he's covered up, he's not, he's on the field, flat on the field, just laying there, you know. So, just to give a unified picture of them, perhaps there's an idea, it's like a certain, like if you picture the scene, it's like a certain type of a brutal crime scene. There's an idea of like, the killing implies like a certain like, I guess like a lack of concern for human life. It's just like a total like brutal, you slice him with a sword, bloody, it's, you know, it's gross, disgusting, you leave him there. You know, it's like a certain type of a scene which gives forth a certain impression of like the I think it's like a total disgrace of life, total like lack of concern. Like at least if you cover the guy up, or there's like it shows like the guy is like, you know, there's a certain, maybe a guilt, a remorse, a hiding, a realization that this isn't really a good thing, I'm trying to get, you know, avoid it. It's like a total, just on the field, the guy bloody all over the place. It just, it's like the murder carries with it a certain type of like an indifference to human life, like the brutality of the thing, right? That's it, just leave him there laying on the field bloody, you know. Like, at least if you kill him, you strangle him. Like, strangling a guy is, like, a clean type of a murder. You know, you want to basically kill the guy, but you don't want to, like, leave any, you know, you don't want to make a mess, you don't want to whatever. Even hit him with a contour, with a rock or a baseball bat. It doesn't have, the, like, a sword. It's just, like, totally, his blood is all over the place. It's a certain type of a murder. Okay, which, whatever reason why it is that the Torah is the demanding this. You know, we don't know why the Torah demands that we fall together. But it's not just a murder. But it's like a certain murder which carries with it a certain type of a disregard of life. And the particulars are as described by the Torah. I mean, halachically, there's an idea, there are different types of murders. You know, this is like a specifically, especially like gory, you know, totally unconcerned about the human dignity, and it's filling in the particulars. Like if you like, there's two types of halachas here. One type is that the murder itself is using a sword, which is like bloody and disgusting. You know, it totally destroys the body, equates with the messy scene. And then the other type of halachas are things external to it, where you, so to speak, cover it up. You know, they're all in some form or other covering up the murder. Either whether you actively pile them under a pile of rocks, or you just move the body above, you know, above eye level, or you throw them in the water. You know, the idea is where there's a certain type of, like, look, you're a murderer, but at the same time, like, you don't, you have certain respect for a human being or for yourself, or even if it's like a self-motivated type of a thing. But it just, it lacks in, like, the brutality of the thing. Part of the brutality is like just laying there on the field like an animal, you know? There's a certain, at least if you bury the guy, look, it may be self-motivated or whatever, but there's an idea, it's like, it doesn't give forth an idea of a total disgrace, a total lack of concern of anything. Now, why it is, again, you could speculate different reasons. It could be because of the impact on the people, is that kind of a murder which was somehow machayev and egel rufa, or maybe it has to do with the type of a murderer which we're going after, or it's not clear. Why it is, I'm not sure. You could get into, I could speculate about that. But that there are different types of murders. A murder, not every murder is the same. The idea of a bloody, brutal murder, and there's an idea of a regular murder. It's pointing out like a certain type of a bloody murder. Consider the machlokas. I mean, there's two things to do here, assuming we agree with this approach. So there's two things we have to do. Is one thing, we have machlokas, because I'm saying, Samuel, what you're intuiting is actually a machlokas. Is Rabbi Elazar holds the only thing that matters is that you kill him with sword. Because, and Sammy's point is, like, that's a property of the murder itself. If you talk about what you do with him afterwards, it's not quite part of the murder. It's just like what you do afterwards. But the sword is actually, like, it's a certain type of murder. He's saying, you hear that if it's with the sword, as opposed to some other method. But just as he's with a pile of rocks, it has nothing to do with the murder. It would be like what you do before you murder him, you torture him. But what has nothing to do with the murder? Do it afterwards also? So therefore, your question. So that's so perhaps that's Rabbi Elazar's argument, right? That's, or at least that's explains Rabbi Elazar, not you know. So the question then would be, is what's the shita of the Chacham or the Mishnah, which although it kind of like there's a kind of a sense of what we're saying, but you're making a good point. It doesn't seem to be exactly accurate to say it's like a brutal murder because you do or don't, bury him or whatever. So I mean, that's one thing we have to do is define the machlokas, and then I think within the Rabbanon we have to define the steps. But maybe before we define the steps, we have to first define the machlokas, because your question is good, Sammy. What's the... How does that register exactly? Why don't you say that it's after? It's too late. You killed him with a sword, you killed him with a sword. Whatever you do afterwards, he's dead. Right? Okay, so maybe we could explain that or define the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Maybe to put together what Yehuda and Yonah are saying is that. See, let's take this idea that we're looking for the machayev of the goof, a certain type of murder as it involves a certain disregard of human life. Okay? And take it with that in mind. They say that there's two ways that's lacking. One is that one way to accomplish this is killing with the sword in a bloody way. And another way that could be mitigated is by trying to do a covering him up. And afterwards. So, but the question is halachically, how do these this idea of a certain type of a murder or whatever, how what's the address of these things halachically? How halachically is this thing set up? Like, what's the mechayev of egel rufa? Like, the Torah says, ki yimotzei chal ba'adama, when you find the corpse on the ground, no fel vasada, right? That's describing this picture, right? So, what's the mechayev? Do you say that the mechayev is the murder? And the ki yimotzei is just the practical, the hechitimsa, the practicality of how you encounter the misa? But essentially, it's the murder that's the mechayev. If there's a murder, which is unexplained, again, there's a proviso that once you know about it, then there's no situation. But it's the murder, it's the unexplained murder, which is the machayev. Or do you say that it's like the crime scene? Ki yimotzei is when you find a certain scene, a scene of a murder is the machayev. If in Klal Yisrael, you find on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, you find a certain scene. That's the machayev. It's a murder scene. But it's not the action of the murder itself, the brutal murder. But it's the scene which indicates, like, the brutality. And the scene incorporates the manner in which he accomplished the murder, but it also includes the way he left the murder. He left the corpse. And if he killed him brutally, but then covered it up and cleaned it up and put him under a pile of rocks, that's not a crime scene of brutality. It's mitigated by the cover-up. Right? So if you say that it's the type of a certain kind of murder is a machayev, so then a certain kind of murder, so then you say is with the sword. What do you do afterwards? Sammy's point is well taken. It's too late. Either he did or he didn't do it. all that registers is challah, challah, the way it's killed. That other stuff is just like Behovah, the Torah is describing a certain way you find it, how else you can encounter it, you find it, but it's not really relevant. But the other side, the Rabbanon hold that the Mechayiv is not the murder. Murder is part of it, of course. It's a murder scene. Is if you find in a Klaius in Eretz Yisrael a certain murder scene, a murder, a scene which indicates a lack of total denial of human life, total dizayon of human life, that he's sliced up and left there for the dogs, like that's a certain scene. And the scene is the Mechayiv. So that can be mitigated by both. Mitigated by both of it can be mitigated by that which takes place afterwards, because afterwards registers on the crime scene. If the Yimotze is part of the thing, the finding it, the Torah describes it as when you find. It doesn't say if a guy kills someone, it says if you find. But you could say that's just practically how it's describing it. Of course, if you find it out, you know, it means when it kills him. But if you don't find it, then there's no chiyuv. So you could just say it's a practicality, or you could say no, that's the very part of the very mechayiv. Could be, by the way, is the idea of hanging him up on a tree is like he's not open to the animals and stuff, you know? Certain ideas, like I was saying, it's like he's, you know, the animals, you leave him on the floor, it's a certain respect. I mean, you're not covering him up, but at least he's, you know, animals don't got him. He's lacking the...
Well, the birds could still.
That's true. But I mean, we'll get to the particulars of the thing. But I'm saying that, so that's where the machlokas lies, is what's the machayev? But they're both in the same framework that these are things that should mitigate the brutality. If it's the scene, then what's the difference if it's in the murder or it's after the murder? Either way, it does the same thing. But if the halachic mechayev is the murder, so then that's all that registers. Anything else is just is extraneous. So now we have next to do, maybe we'll leave for tomorrow. So we have the steps in the Gemara, the three steps in the Gemara. Right? First limud says covered with rocks is a p'tor. Second one says hanging on a tree is a p'tor. Third one says on the water is a p'tor. So apparently there are different levels here, steps. Within the framework of the Chachamim, there are steps. It's teaching you, it's painting the crime scene. Painting what the crime scene isn't more. You know, is and isn't. So we have to define the steps. Okay, that's one thing. And then what I'd like to do is, further in the Gemara, it's kind of into a little bit sidetrack. But, 1 second... Yeah, I mean, basically, this case is by Omer, by Shechacha. I'm sorry, by Shechacha, because the question is, it says Adama means the Gemara says excludes that if it's covered over, that's not considered Adama. But the problem is, you have a similar case. It says Shechachta Omer Basada. I'm sorry, Basada. Basada. So it says there Basada. You find Omer. So Shechacha means if a guy's like he's harvesting his field and he's takes, you know, his grains or whatever, and he forgets some on the field. So it's called Shechacha. Forgets it on the field. So the question is let's say he forgets some, but he covers it over. It's tamam. It's covered over with something. Like with rocks or whatever. So is that subject to Shechacha or not? So the question is, when it says Basada, so it's funny, they have opposite limudim. On one side says, Basada teaches me it excludes if it's hidden. Okay, because it's on the field. Not hidden. Hidden isn't on the field. The other side says, no, Basada includes if it's hidden. Because it's still on the field. So what we want to say that then our Mishnah seems to be learning like the first one, that Basada means excludes hidden. Which is a little bit of a problem because that's a Shita Yechidi, that's a Reuva. So I want to look into that Gemara, that Machlokas. What the Machlokas is over there by Shechacha. We don't know that much about Shechacha, but you know, maybe we could get into it a little bit and define. It's like an interesting question of Basada. It sounds like opposites. It's a funny machlokas. Like, is Basada mean to include hidden or to exclude hidden? Right? It sounds like there's something wrong with that. Like, how could you have the same thing doing both ways? Right? So maybe we could look into that. So it's going to be a little bit of a digression. We'll digress a little bit into Shechacha. But I mean, you know, so Sugya and Shas, and you know, if you don't do it now, then I mean, there's no Gemara called Shechacha. I mean, it's part of Peah and Mishnah, but like, if you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. You know, there's never like a time where you're doing that, so to speak. You know, it just comes up. So I think it's shaykh to, you know, take it up a little bit. So it's not, you know. So we'll do a little bit. I mean, I realized I started taking it up because I thought it was kind of interesting to take up, and then I realized it keeps going and going a little more than I wanted to keep it taking up right now. But at least we get some basic ideas on the Shefcha. Okay, if you want to click at the Rambam, it's on Shefcha in the beginning there. It's they're quoted by Gemara. Minus the Neon Parakai.
You probably attract a lot more guys if you're doing Shechacha this summer.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. I'm thinking next year. I mean, the current contender for next year is Zerol Levechayayim, which is a Parak Mechulan about Manas Kona. Manas Kona, gifts to Kohanim, parts of the animal, parts of just in general things about Manas Kona. So it's you know, it's kind of one of those areas that comes up like in passing a lot of times all over the place, but it's, you know, kind of isolated. So we'll see. I haven't gotten that far in preparing yet, so I haven't decided for sure if I'm done.
What are some other